This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moment of the day!
Our tangent on Joe Beningo from last hour, which I really don't even know how we got there, but it was weird and kind of funny.
Didn't he go to college in the Midwest?
Yeah. So somewhere in Indiana.
Yeah, Mink as well from out there. From out there.
But Joe's college, it was a weird, nobody ever heard
Obscure,
of.
Obscure, right?
Right.
Like Oberlin or something like that?
No, it wasn't that. Wesleyan. I went to Ding Dong State in Indianapolis. It was good actually for business. It was good. I went out there. It was different world out there, different type of people, really cold. You know, there's a Midwest cold. It's a little bit different, bro. If you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I think he was in a frat.
You see Joe 100%.
In a frat?
Yes.
I'm in Phi Kappa, bro Kappa. That's what I'm in. Kappa bro, Kappa Phi, Kappa Delta bro.
Okay. As a little bonus, you want to do the wildebeest that we talked about from last hour?
Yes.
Eddie's got that for you all queued up. If you want to tease it or throw to it?
Sure. There was a guy who would always get us when we were call screening, and he was known as the Buchanan guy, and he would say, go Pat, go, or go Buchanan, go. And the other thing he used to do was say wildebeest. And he used to get Melusis all the time. Now, I don't know why he would say these things. Don't ask me why. He was just one of these guys. So Melusis is hosting an overnight show. And I believe Monzo was producing this as well. I think so. So the wildebeest guy calls. And the way the radio works, if you want to dump a call, you hit the dump button and it goes live on the air because the second delay that's built up now goes away because it eliminates that thing that you wanted to dump. You're supposed to wait a little bit to let the thing build back up.
You're supposed to vamp a little bit.
Right. To let it build back up just in case the next caller says something bad, you can dump it again. Melusis in the middle of the night was not thinking. He just went right to the next call, and the next guy had something else to say. So this is a classic from the fan files of prank calls, and let's give it a whirl.
All right. I hear stories like that. It makes me nervous late at night. As far as the Mets are concerned, wildebeest.
718-937-6666, Ray in Queens. You're up next in the fan. What's up, Ray?
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How many times a day do you Mad Dog f***?
Mark Melusis with you right here on the fan. 718-937-6666. We'll get back right after this.
Poor Mark, man.
Flying in the dark.
Let me ask you a question.
And the best point, we couldn't, it's too long, but the wildebeest guy did like 45 seconds on Tom Glavine, like a legit met point, fully thought out, made plenty of sense, you know, coherent, clear. Anyway, by the way, and wildebeest.
You go out to the wildebeest.
Here's a little fun fact from that audio. You know who's doing overnight updates that night?
What year is this? See if I can guess.
2006.
2006, overnight updates for Melusis.
Maybe 05.
Ah!
No.
That's what I was going to guess.
No.
I would have said Recco. Yeah.
Kevin Burkhart was on updates that night.
Wow. No, Kevin Wayne. That was his alias for the fan, which is the stupidest thing ever.
That's right.
What? Kevin, what happened this?
Oh, because, these radio stations, like, they don't want one guy being heard with the same name on. But of course,
not anymore.
They cut staff. Everybody does everything.
And you work here and here and here at the same time.
Like Marco Belletti did five stations on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, he did. As a matter of fact, he was all over.
Yes, he was.
I felt like I was following him.
Yes. You could. Right. You could just go out on every radio station.
Yeah.
Right.
So Burkhart went under the name what?
This Kevin Wayne.
Kevin Wayne.
Right. And I was like,
Band member or something.
Right. That's like his middle name or something. I was like, if you're going to do a fake name, just have fun with it. You know, do something interesting. But Kevin Wayne.
Yeah, that's right. He was on updates. And by the way, that went over live on the air, just to make that whole bleep out thing that everybody heard every bit of that.
Yeah, there was no bleep after that.
No, it happened live.
718.
Well, we love our callers here at WFAN. All right, good job, CeeLo. Good job today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.